Hi, this is Mark Wade at CenterCityCondos.com, Berkshire Hathaway, Fox & Roach Realtors. And in this podcast, I'd like to share feedback with you that I get from my buyers when I show them condos along the river. Let's start with Waterfront Square, 901 North Penn. I sell a lot in this building because I live and I own in the building. I have for a dozen years. Generally, the response I get from feedback I get from buyers is very positive. They're surprised by kind of what they get for the money, the views, the pool, the gym, the parking, the fact that it's a gated community on, you know, 6, 7, 8 acres, always pleasantly surprised. If there's any negativity I hear, and I don't quite hear it as much as I used to, you know, 10 years ago, I used to hear that buyers would say, oh, it's too far, there's no connectivity to Center City. Don't hear that a lot anymore, as there's a lot of infill in terms of even apartment buildings. There's just a lot of infill where the neighborhood is becoming more residential. As the building and the development in 19123 edges towards the river, that lack of connectivity, I just don't hear that complaint so much anymore. Dockside, I do hear a little bit, you know, again, a little bit more than I used to about the lack of connectivity. The fact that they have a shuttle bus there is great. The fact that it's kind of a gated, secure building, I think, is a positive for a lot of buyers. I always hear them commenting about that. Buyers tend to like the amenities floor in there, the pool, the gym, the boardrooms, all that kind of stuff. If there's any negatives I hear about the building, it's, I mean, to be fair, I have heard buyers say, oh, they don't like the look of the building from the outside. Well, I think buyers get over that pretty darn quick, especially once they get into the building and they see what they can get for their money. I never hear that again. Cleanliness, front door staff, all that, all positives at Dockside. Views are fantastic. I think people prefer the north side as opposed to the south side in the building, and I think that's reflected in the values just based upon the heliport that's south of the building. What else? That's about it. Overall, pretty good marks on Dockside, as I get from Waterfront Square. Pier 3, Pier 5. The only thing I ever hear is that Pier 5, the lobby, most of my buyers will say, oh, the lobby wasn't as, you know, as glamorous as maybe they had thought it would be. Cleanliness, front door staff, parking, all pluses there. Square footage is always, the dollar per square foot, buyers are always amazed at how much they can truly get for their money at Pier 3 and Pier 5. Those are always real pluses. And the views from the end of the pier, I mean, that's just, it's almost kind of, the properties along the riverfront are almost resort-like, and the fact that when you have guests, you have a lot to show off to them in terms of the view and the being on the river and some of the amenities, always a plus. So that's it. This is Mark Wade, CenterCityCondos.com. That's pretty much everything I hear about living on the waterfront. Questions, comments, or concerns, pick up the phone, push the buttons on the front of it, 215-521-1523. Thank you.